step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
All right, we have new information telling us that Donald Trump's approval rating is underwater on nearly every single key issue. So his response is naturally to send out a tweet about Taylor Swift while he's in the Middle East. The president of the United States is currently on a diplomatic trip. I can't even use the word diplomatic about him, but he's currently on a trip where he's representing the United States, and he's tweeting about a young woman who is like a third of his age and who just makes music. He said, "Has anyone noticed, comma, since I said I hate Taylor Swift, she's no longer hot." I have noticed that since you said I hate Taylor Swift, other countries don't trust us anymore because of your unpredictable tariff policy. You have deprived many people of due process and the right for a habeas petition and just deported them and then claimed you have no jurisdiction to bring them back. Our national security has gotten much weaker. You said you were going to lower prices on day one and end wars on day one, yet all we've seen is Pete Hegseth leak shit over and over and over. And speaking of the wars, we haven't seen a single war end. In fact, you've allowed Vladimir Putin to gain more and more land, and this dude has the goal to tweet about Taylor Swift. I don't even want to focus on the Taylor Swift post as much as I want to focus on his failure to address every single key issue. Have you guys heard this? Donald Trump's approval rating now underwater on nearly every issue. And I have a crazy clip to play at the end of this video, but just hold on for 1 second. This reads, President Donald Trump's approval rating is negative on almost every policy issue, a new poll has indicated. According to polling conducted by Verisite US for Strength in Numbers, Americans disapprove of the president's handling of all policy areas they were asked about, except for border security. He still is strong on border security in his approval ratings, but even on immigration itself, he's underwater because he's not reforming or refining the US immigration system. They claim that they want people to come here legally, but then they remove the processes that allow people to come here legally, like seeking asylum. They make it harder to seek asylum. They make it harder for refugees, unless you're white and from South Africa. But tracking Trump's approval rating is useful in charting the changing tides of public opinion. A sustained backlash to Trump's policies could persuade him to change course or risk losing political clout. Now, I want to clarify, while his approval rating is underwater on every key issue, there are some issues that started to kind of come back on. For example, in border security, he's actually doing pretty well. There are other issues like the economy. Somehow, he's gained a little bit more approval, but he's still underwater, as I said. According to a new poll, 40% of people approve of Trump's handling of the presidency. That's an insanely high number. While 56% disapprove, I want you to watch Chris Murphy explaining why Trump is trying to suppress the media so his approval rating doesn't actually affect him. Take a listen and make sure you scroll down and drop a blue heart if you made it this far.
The pay-to-play going on, it's staggering and it's all out in the open. It's almost as if to say, when you're president, you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the conversation we're having right now inside the Democratic Party. How urgent is the moment? You know what I believe, Nicole. I believe that there's no guarantee that we are going to have a free and fair election in 2026. I think he's trying to rig our democracy, to destroy dissent, to cripple the political opposition, so that even if his approval ratings are in the 30s in the fall of next year, there isn't the ability for his opposition to muster a real campaign. So I think we've got to act with tremendous urgency, and we have to make the corruption and the destruction of democracy the number one issue. So we've got this crypto regulation bill pending before Congress. The only way we should pass that bill, the only way that we should move that bill forward is if it unwinds Trump's crypto corruption. That would be an example of Democrats saying, you know what, we're not going to pretend that this is business as usual. Unless you are helping us stop Trump's corruption and his attempt to destroy democracy, then we're not moving legislation forward.
Yep, very, very well said. Continuing on Trump's failure, in terms of specific policy areas, he He has a net negative 32-point rating on prices and inflation, and a net negative 17-point rating on jobs and the economy. It should be deeper than that, because he was handed an economy that was, by all means, recovering. It wasn't perfect. There was wealth inequality. There is wealth inequality. But Biden and Jerome Powell were able to stick the soft landing with a steady hand, and Trump has shaken up that economy in such an unpredictable way, his approval rating should be nuked. His score is negative 16 on foreign policy. Yeah, of course, he hasn't ended a single war. And negative 15 on education. Again, he's not reforming education. He's taking a chainsaw to it. When it comes to foreign policy, even when India and Pakistan began a war, Trump acted like he brokered a ceasefire. And then what happened? They immediately broke that ceasefire right after. He's not an effective leader. He's not feared. He's not respected. At least Biden pushed Putin, Vladimir Putin, out of the world order. Putin was frozen out and couldn't even communicate. And we sent a message. We will sanction you. We will beat the hell out of you. Your country will be stood up to. You cannot do this. What Trump has done is given Putin more and more leverage by allowing him to take more land, by allowing Vladimir Putin to do this without Ukraine getting intel from the U.S. or weapons from the U.S. This poll was conducted in early May among 1,000 adults, May 1st to May 6th. The findings align with other recent surveys that show a drop in Trump's approval. I will say, again, the approval has stabilized since then. Meanwhile, according to a TIPP Insights poll, Trump's approval rating among conservative voters has dropped from 77% to 72%. Yeah, I don't blame him. He is an absolute mess. Check out Senator John Barrasso, a Republican senator, claiming that in his state, Trump is popular, as Trump's approval rating is 39% in his state.
Administration, you expressed real concerns that prices had increased at stores like the Dollar Tree, for example, which you talked about how important a store like that is to Wyoming, to rural communities in particular. And now the Dollar Tree says that the tariffs could actually push them to raise prices again and that they may not be able to stock some of their goods. What do you say, Senator, to the people of Wyoming who...
He's going to say that they love Trump.
Hear that, who rely on stores like the Dollar Store, and they're worried.
Well, I travel around Wyoming. People in Wyoming are very happy with the president and what he's doing to help our economy. Tariffs are just one tool as part of our comprehensive economic plan. We're trying to get that passed in the very near future in Congress, focused on both the safety and the prosperity of the American people. We are focused on lowering prices, raising wages, and bringing jobs back to America. And that's our focus right now in Congress.
Well, that's your focus in Congress? Dude, I've been paying attention, and your focus in Congress over the past few months has been making a bill, squeezing a bill through that rips Medicaid away from millions of Americans while also creating tax breaks for the richest of the rich, including Elon Musk. I guess I'm going to end this video off by reminding you that Republicans are doing a lot of this in service of the rich while sacrificing the poorest in America. So while Donald Trump goes to the Middle East and does these lavish-ass meetings and then tweets about Taylor Swift after, it's incredibly disgusting, they are trying to, you know, reallocate funds from the poor to the rich. For example, when Elon Musk spent billions of dollars to buy Twitter and then change it to X and then hundreds of millions of dollars to get Trump elected, he did that because he knew that he would get tax cuts, number one, but he would also have enough pull to stop any regulatory investigations into his businesses, and he's done that. Apparently, there are over 40 different regulatory investigations that were happening into Tesla and SpaceX and other Elon companies, and now they're all kind of on hold. And it's not because the Trump admin directly said stop. It's because there's kind of an implied tension there. There's public intimidation there that's gone on with other institutions that we have seen, like law firms. And you know what? I'll leave it at that. I'm going to be grinding out a bunch of videos for you guys for free over the next few years and decades so we can continue to push back and continue to defeat this MAGA movement. I appreciate everything you guys have helped me build. Make sure you scroll down, drop a like on this video, make sure you subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.